Officials say they want to see an end to the land dispute between the mayor and the women, which has caused tension in Bor over the last 2 weeks. They say the dispute started when the mayor of Bor municipality, Aten Page, sold to a private investor land that had been designated as a vegetable market. The situation deteriorated when the Minister of Land, Housing and Public Utilities, Isaac Mamiruk, intervened to resolve the matter. Consequently, the Jonglei State Deputy Governor, Jacob Akindengdit, suspended Lands Minister Mamiruk. But on Monday, Jonglei State Governor Dinei Jogchagur intervened. He sacked Bor Municipality Mayor Aten Page and reinstated Lands Minister Mamiruk. He also ordered the land be given to Jonglei Women Vegetable Sellers Group in a gubernatorial decree, sparking celebrations among women vegetable sellers. Adul Gwit, one of the women celebrating on the streets of Bor, says Aten's removal is a great justice served to the women of Bor and their children who are in school amidst the current economic crisis in the country.
We thank you, our children, that we gave birth to, for removing that person and return our land. We love it so much. This place was given to us since 2009 by Kwal Manyang Juk. We have spent 14 years in it this year. And our children, whom we have been taking care of, some of them have gone as far as university.
Abuk Garang, another woman celebrating the removal of the mayor, says she is excited that a woman's voice has been heard in one of the rare occasions.
What we are doing is standing up for the right of that young girl who is still not married. We have been fighting for the right of that unborn girl. That is why we demand that piece of land. We have been fighting for the right of a woman.
Isaac Mamiruk, Jonglei Minister for Land, Housing and Public Utilities, says the sacking of Aten Page as Mayor of Bor Municipality solved the land dispute and wrangles among government officials.
It is already ended. There is an order from the governor cancelling all the legal allotments made by mayor and give land back to the rightful owners. And it was the ministry who will know who is the right person of that particular plot and who is not the right person. So the problem was already solved. Mayor was released.
Although the dispute appears to have been resolved, former mayor of Bor Municipal Council, Aten Page, says the move to relieve him will be regretted.
For sure they will regret later. I guess that plot for the development. And the building that has been started there is the building of a three-story building, is a tower. And that tower is going to change the vision and the image of the city. And that tower is going to have a bank on it. And that bank will create job opportunities in the citizen of Bor. So that plot is supposed to be more productive than the remaining for all the umbrellas, because we cannot maintain the city with umbrellas.
Head of the Jonglei Civil Society Network, Bol Dengbol, calls on state officials to cooperate and put their differences aside to better serve the people of the state.
They have to work together for them to achieve what they want to achieve as a government, for them to change lives of the people of Jonglei and, of course, South Sudan in general. They have to work together. They must respect the agreement. What they are fighting for currently are simple interests, very simple and small interests that South Sudanese or the people of Jonglei State do not have anything to benefit from.
Land disputes are common in South Sudan. Yesterday, two people were killed in a land dispute in Rumbek, capital of Lagos State, as the government tried to demolish houses built illegally on land belonging to Rumbek National Secondary School. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor. In Bor.